Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I have a listener question, and if you want to send a question in, Michelle sent this in from the Ask Me Anything section in Supercast. So if you're a Supercast ad-free podcast listener, you can go to the Ask Me Anything section and leave me a question. It's a real easy way to do it. Thank you, Michelle, for sending this in. She gets right to the point, so let me read her question. Please give me hope that anxiety can actually be cured, not just managed over a lifetime. I have horrible health anxiety and I'm working hard to overcome it. But some resources say anxiety can't be cured. Please give me hope. Can anxiety be cured? And that's from Michelle. Again, thank you, Michelle, for sending that in. This is an extremely important question because there is a lot of differing opinions about anxiety and whether it can be cured or overcome, or as I say, clear it. It gets a little bit confusing, I imagine. If I were reading everything that's online about it back when I was struggling, I would be very confused. And actually, I would probably have lost hope because there is a lot of information saying you can just manage it and you can just cope with it for a good life. Well, I have a very different opinion, and I know others share my opinion, but it isn't as loud on the internet as the coping and dealing with it opinion. So from my personal experience in my own life and how I struggled and what I lived with when I had anxiety on a daily basis, and from the people that I have worked with and all of the emails and letters that I get, I can say with great confidence that yes, you can clear your anxiety panic. So I am using the anxiety-panic term to distinguish it from just general feeling of fear and anxiety, meaning that we are going to have fear in our lives. Of course, we are human. And heightened fear can be called being in an anxious state. Yes, that will happen. I get that. I still get that. It comes and it goes. And this is where I am trying to give you the hope. What you are being told is that you have to live with your anxious state forever. I don't buy that. I don't believe that. I don't live that way. I used to live that way. I used to have that anxious state hanging around like a big gray cloud over my head, waiting for it to open up and rain on me. And I'm telling you what, I don't live like that anymore. And you don't have to either. You can clear your anxiety-panic. I think that we are dealing with semantics here. I'm not sure, but many therapists will tell me, no, they can only cope with it and they can only learn to live with it more reasonably. That is not how I live my life. And so I have a different opinion, as do many other therapists and coaches and doctors. I mean, it's not really split down the middle. And like I said, the loud voice on the internet is that you can manage this anxiety or you can cope with it. But I'm saying you can live without that gray cloud of anxiety over your head. So Now that we know that we can do something about it, what is it that we can do? And what I'm trying to say is that you do not have to live with anxiety hanging over your head, either as a label that you've given yourself or as a medical diagnosis. You know, you'll be able to someday check in with your therapist or your physician or whoever it is you're dealing with your anxiety, and you can be fine. You don't have to be going around with that gray cloud over your head. The gray cloud will pass as all the other feelings and emotions and circumstances in our life do. They pass. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's Prolon life.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. So it seems confusing that anxiety and fear are normal human feelings, and we do not ever live without them. So you will hear people say that you cannot cure your anxiety. It'd be like saying you can cure the feeling of fear. So I get that. No, you're not going to live your life without ever feeling fear again or without having an anxious time again. But you once lived without this gray cloud of anxiety over your head, didn't you? You know that at one time in your life, you did not live with the struggle of, quote, anxiety panic that you are dealing with right now. So you didn't have this anxiety panic burden at one point. And I believe that you can get back to that normal state of your fight or flight system again. What is happening is your sympathetic side of your nervous system, the fight or flight side, is on And for you who are struggling with anxiety or anxiety panic, it is not turning off. It maybe gets down to a dull roar, but it's always there. It's so sensitive, and you can get back to that normal setting once again. When it is on, when needed, and you avert danger, or you get yourself to safety, or you're just on high alert for a moment, and then you settle back down, just as your nervous system is built to do. When danger has passed, or when you have consciously registered that you are no longer in danger, you go from the sympathetic side of your nervous system being on back into your parasympathetic side, which is your rest and digest side of your nervous system where we live. The amygdala comes on and we move into the sympathetic side of the nervous system when we need to. But then when we, like I just said, when we consciously register that we are no longer in danger, it settles back down. The problem comes when the danger is not out in our environment. The danger is in our thinking. The danger is in our carrying way too much stress day in and day out. And everything becomes a problem. Everything becomes a dangerous situation to our mind and body. We very definitely can live without anxiety, and that's the term used to describe the anxiety cycle that I'm talking about, that so many who listen to the show experience day in and day out for years or even decades without the hope of being able to change it. You once lived without your amygdala on guard day in and day out, and you can get back there again. Even if you are a sensitive person who is easily triggered into the sympathetic state, the fight or flight state. Yes, you might be somebody who was born like that. I think I'm kind of like that. I'm easily triggered into feeling I got to pay attention, right? But you can train your mind and body to register safety and settle back down into your parasympathetic state, rest and digest, once again. And you can learn this so well that this becomes your new default. Going back to peace and calm becomes your new default. Whereas if you are struggling and listening to this show right now, your default is probably to always be on guard. It's just something that you have wired into your brain, into your mind and body. It is something you have trained yourself to do, whether it came from a trauma or habit or just a big, tough time in life, or an injury. It can come from, medically being ill. There's all kinds of ways to enter, but it doesn't mean you have to stay there forever and just cope with it. You can calm your nervous system back down again, and you can retrain it to go back to how it is originally built for you to go into sympathetic when there's danger, when there is a problem, and you need to be on high alert. We want that, but as soon as we register safety, we can train our mind and body to go back down into the parasympathetic rest and digest state and live there until we need that high alert energy once again. Yes, it can change when you break the anxious cycle. Your entire life can change. You'll still have fear arise and you'll have anxious moments. I know I do, but they don't trigger me to live in that feeling day in and day out. I have trained my nervous system to go back and settle into its parasympathetic side of peace and calm. You will learn not to fear that feeling and then live in the endless anxious cycle, which becomes a habit and a part of your mental and physical way of living until you break the cycle. Now, Jim Folk of the Anxiety Center says this, Anxiety symptoms are actually symptoms of stress. We call them anxiety symptoms because behaving in an overly apprehensive manner is the main source of the stress that causes the body to become overly stressed and then symptomatic. And what is that? Thank you, Jim, for putting it so well. What is that? That is the cycle. It's around and around. These symptoms are actually symptoms of stress. Okay. So when you can identify and address the underlying reasons that you are behaving or reacting in an overly fearful way or many ways, you will reduce and eliminate the overly fearful reaction you have to your situations, thoughts, and feelings. When you reduce and eliminate your overly fearful or apprehensive behavior, you will also eliminate the stress that is generated by overly fearful behavior, breaking the endless fear, reaction, fear, stressful cycle. And when the body isn't overly stressed, it won't exhibit symptoms of stress, and you will not be living with anxiety. You will be processing all the anxious and fearful moments as they arise and calming your nervous system back down and falling back into the parasympathetic rest and digest side of your nervous system versus being in fear that something will cause you to get anxious again. Which in itself, just that fear alone, is a stressful thought causing more anxious feelings to arise. You can see how this becomes a cycle, and you don't have to learn to cope with the cycle. You can break it. And this is not to say that it happens overnight or that intellectually understanding what I'm talking about here today, that you will have been responding to stress in a way that is keeping you in an anxious loop is all you need to do to be stress-free. It's more than just understanding it. I hope you are getting an aha moment today, but that won't make it change. It will help get you in the direction of making the change, but it won't happen overnight. And just understanding the process doesn't make it go away, but it gets you on the right path. It takes retraining your mind and body. And, you know, we know with all kinds of training, it will require practice, repetition, and time. And that's why I always loved Claire Weeks saying, let time pass. So you'd make some changes, you did some work, and you are integrating these things. We need to let time pass. And so I want you to understand that I want you to live and work toward a better and more normal response to life's challenges and difficulties and to be anxiety panic free once again. You were there once before. You may have been born sensitive. Like I said, a lot of people, you know, are easily pushed into the cycle. You know, depending where we are on the scale of neurosis, right? We might be people who are overly concerned about life and everything that's going on in it. That is still not living with anxiety, panic, and coping with it. You can train your body and your mind to actually let your nervous system rest once again. Anxiety, panic is not a life sentence. And now for today's quote. Even a happy life cannot be without a measure of darkness. And the word happy would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness. And that's from Carl Jung. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.